If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Attention!
It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi there and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, taking a look at what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hey there, I'm Gregor. Great to talk to you this morning. Hi. I host mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the news, and more. Yesterday you got a little taste of the one of the biggest Seattle Sounders FC stars, most likable guys, Brad Evans was in. That's why there wasn't a show yesterday, but you can hear what we did by going and giving a listen to the full 90 Soccer Time podcast. All right, very cool. Oh, some super-duper sad news this morning. Kazuhisa Hashimoto, the creator of the infamous Konami Code, has died. You remember that? Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA? I think on some of them it was select start also. Yeah, according to GameRevolution.com, he has passed yesterday in the night. Oh, that stinks. You remember that, like playing Contra? You got to be a certain age to remember this. Old. You used to have to, side-scrolling games, you get a few lives, and you just keep trying, and then you die, and you have to start over. It was really frustrating. Old Nintendo games are rough. But with that, you get 30 lives and be able to run around and have an easier time of it trying to beat games like that. It ended up getting implemented in a lot of other stuff, none of which comes to mind right now. Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA. It actually popped up according to this article. Its origins were in Gradius, a game that I never played. It's called the Konami Code. That's where it's most often referenced. Castlevania featured it, Metal Gear, it even appeared in games not published by the company. That's fun. Fortnite's had it. Final Fantasy? Which one? League of Legends? Ah, it's sad. What a great legacy to have that you created something like that that everyone instantly learns and remembers for forever if you're of that certain generation. Very cool. Well, anyway, rest in peace there. Mr. Hashimoto. Kazuhisa Hashimoto. Trying to get that right. All right, I had a silly morning. There was a lot of sea animal references in parts of the show today.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
NHL Seattle understands how bad the traffic can be on Mercer and beyond and will be forking over the cash via Orca card with every season or single game ticket to get you to the stadium. Now, should you live in the sea, you'll be provided an actual Orca with riding saddle to return you home. Oh, my ticket's next to SpongeBob? Killer! It's not a question of if the coronavirus will spread, but when, says the CDC. Didn't that department get totally gutted and is being run by, like, the world's smartest walrus? And at least put a dolphin in charge, jeez. Jokes aside, just wash your dang hands, you dummy.
You just got news.
Today, I learned that Apple is very strict about how they let their products be featured in different films and stuff. Guess I'm not surprised by that. Apple is very particular about their app store and about having total control over everything, including the humans that work there. I don't know about that, but that's Ryan Johnson, the guy who did Knives Out, more maybe most famously Star Wars Episode 8, which he got a ton of crap for. Well, he let the cat out of the bag, saying that no villains in movies ever use an Apple iPhone. Now, I think that they provided a few examples of where it's happened before that it's slipped past the keeper there. But Apple's really controlling that. They don't want their devices used in that kind of negative way. You don't want the bad guy to be using their product and saying that evil people use Apple. Then why do they let Facebook on their phones, huh? Huh? Speaking of Rian Johnson in Star Wars Episode 8, finally the triple trilogy of Star Wars films has come to an end. Pretty unsatisfyingly, I get it. But now what? Now where does Star Wars go? It can't just stop. It's like the Marvel films. After the Endgame, is that what it's called? Is that the last one? Ooh, I should know that. After that, like, they're going to keep going. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. They can't just stop making these things, so they got to find new directions and stuff. Well, Star Wars has announced their newest timeline, and I am not stoked about it. The next Star Wars timeline has been announced. Nice. It's named The High Republic, an era that takes place 200 years before the originals. So it's not the Old Republic or wildly into the future.
That is correct.
Yeah. Anyway, 200 years? Hadn't the Jedi been around for forever?
For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace.
Oh, yeah, cool then. We can just go back 8 generations.
Cool.
The dude who created the first Lego minifigure, the Lego Man, with its iconic yellow barrel-shaped head, has sadly passed. Jens Nygaard Knutsen helped shape generations of creative, expressive, often engineering-minded young nerds. Oh, man. Also, without you, Jens, we would never learned how to use tubes and stuffing and fireworks to make Lego head cannons. Oh, my God, that sounds dangerous. Thank the Wookiee we still have all our fingers. And finally, the Pentagon has promised to use artificial intelligence for good and definitely not evil. Oh, okay. They want to start using AI for data analysis, surveillance, medical care, and more, but are appropriately laying out the guidelines, blah, 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 blah. I've been thinking a bunch about how we could probably replace a lot of awful, corrupt politicians and government with AI, but then I read that soon artificial intelligence will start to learn to lie to us and each other. And it sure seems like we're creating a bunch of future robot politicians.
All hail President Totalitron.
Nerd talk, yeah! Look, back to that Star Wars thing for a second. 1,000 generations, 25 years apiece, let's call it. That's 25,000 years worth of Jedi. And they can only go back 800 years? No, not even 200 years. It's just because they want to put younger Yoda in it, for sure, right? That's what it's got to be, for sure. It's got to feature younger Yoda. That's got to be their whole tie-in to make it happen. Like, they couldn't have gone for Knights of the Old Republic or wildly into the future, like I had speculated. Just go, like, somewhere crazy where all the technology is even nuttier. They could have even stayed in the same timeline and gone out to planets that we've never heard of. It's a whole galaxy. You know how many stars are in a galaxy? How many systems there are? Even if it was a tiny galaxy, you'd still have 100 million. It'd be so easy to... I'm sorry. I'm a broken record about this stuff, but just step totally away. But I get it. You can't. You're a merchandising company first and a film producer next. Maybe I'm just jealous because I don't have my own merch. No, I tried that once. It didn't work. Hey, thanks for downloading. I'm out of town for the rest of the week, so enjoy Alyssa on the radio and no End of the Show until next week. Peace.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.